From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by Jerry Lepore, the president and CEO of Mobile Smith Health. Jerry, welcome.
Abby, thank you. It's great to be here.
Mobile Smith's mission is to change healthcare by targeting the glaring inefficiencies in American healthcare delivery model. With the rapid increase and reliance on technology over this past year and the ongoing challenges posed to the healthcare sector, how has 2020 brought light to and put more focus on the inefficiencies and prominent challenges within the healthcare delivery model?
Yeah, it's been a very challenging year in a lot of respects, Abby. But one of the key things is that it's really brought to light that our healthcare systems are really understaffed across a lot of different areas. And they're not equipped with technologies, primarily software, not medical devices, when I talk about that, that help them deal with the high volumes of people that they have to come in contact with. And also to be able to focus on the most important aspects of care that need to be given and not just an ongoing regular basis. They've also had limited information because mostly what they have is in the EMR systems that you use as a historical type product offering or on paper. It's became more apparent, especially with COVID, that these are big issues that needed to get addressed.
And how has your business transformed operations and services in order to better position yourselves to capitalize on the rapid change happening in the market?
One of the things that we did was transform ourselves from a custom application software company to a company that is a product company that has built a healthcare tech ecosystem that all of our applications will sit on. One thing it's done is it allowed us to come to market much quicker with products that will help the healthcare industry and products that are more tightly integrated, not only with themselves, but also with the EMR systems that are being used by hospitals and physicians' practices today.
Can you explain a little bit more the ERM systems and how your technology will improve them?
Sure. It took a long time for EMR systems to actually be accepted in the industry, but today they're widely accepted, and there's a number of them and a couple of prominent ones. But even with their acceptance, they're used mainly as a tool to document and record activities that took place in either a surgical center or a physician's practice or whatnot. And they're not used as a proactive system for engaging patients to participate in their healthcare. So what we've been able to do is build the applications that allow for patients to be able to be engaged in their healthcare and therefore adhere to the prescriptions that they've been given, whether they're processes or whether they're drugs or whatnot, and do it in a fashion where the actual assignment of the application comes out of the EMR system itself that the doctors and nurses and clinical staff are using, and any of the information that's actually provided in the applications that we send to the marketplace or sell to the market are updating those EMR systems so that information is available to be monitored and changed and reacted upon by healthcare professionals.
When we spoke with you for our Invest Raleigh-Durham report, you mentioned that there has not been a lot of headway made in patient engagement and involvement, as well as patients' adherence to their healthcare. How is your technology and products like it transforming the ways in which patients engage with healthcare providers?
It's transforming it immensely. There are so many examples, but I'm going to bring an example that you might understand and people might understand. Typically, an incident of going to a doctor's office or having a surgery would actually trigger your interaction with your care. And then the things that you might have to do to prepare or adhere to that care would be given to you either word of mouth or by phone with a voicemail message or on paper in a folder that you take. What we've done is we've brought mobile technology, which is in your purse or sitting in your pocket on a regular basis, to the forefront, where now you engage with a device that you have available to you 96% of your waking time, and with all of the information and capabilities that you have to actually make sure that on an ongoing basis you're adhering to the care that's been prescribed. You no longer have that folder that sits in the back room that you forgot about and remember a week before your procedure has to take place. You have a device where you get alerts that tells you on a regular basis what you need to do to make sure that you're prepared and ready.
Okay. When speaking about some of the near-term goals for MobileSmith, you mentioned to our team for Invest Raleigh Durham that one of these goals was to address chronic condition management because it is a costly situation in the medical system, especially among those in the aging population. How do you plan to transform critical care management while still achieving the same, if not better, medical outcomes for patients?
Well, chronic condition is a similar situation as a surgical procedure, which we're addressing right now. With the exception of a surgical procedure is an event, and a chronic condition is really a lifestyle because you have to deal with it on a regular basis for the rest of your life, typically. Chronic conditions in the aging population, as well as in younger, but primarily in the aging population, contribute to inefficiencies and costs and unfortunately poor outcomes in many cases. Right. When you have the ability now to be able to deliver information and share information back and forth and communicate effectively through mobile technologies on how to best handle your specific situation on a day-to-day, hour-to-hour basis, based on your prescription being presented to you and the ability to communicate back and forth effectively, we can make a major difference in how folks are living with the conditions that they have better. And we can contribute to better health outcomes as well as better financial outcomes because you will only go and to see a physician or see a practitioner when need be.
And throughout all of the challenges and difficulties from last year, how have you personally transformed?
Well, I think a lot of ways, but in particular, I've personally become more respectful of individual situations and how they contribute in the workforce to their productivity and their ability to do their job. It's become more apparent as we become remote in many cases that folks have so many distractions in their life that need to get addressed. So that's probably the first and the primary one is to be able to take a look at things at more of an individual level as to how to deal with them in a business sense. The other thing is, and especially I think for a CEO or a president of any company, it's how to best stay engaged and connected with their teams. Because we don't see each other. You can't walk out of your office anymore and walk around the room or the workplace and say hello and find out how people are doing and talk to them about what they need to have for help to get their jobs done. So what I've done is I've adopted our technologies to be able to stay engaged better, to communicate on a more effective and ongoing basis so that we can actually act not only as a virtual team, but a team that is closer and a team that is in connection, engaged with each other all the time. I think what's critical is that we've adopted as a group the ability to help, and that's not only to offer help when help is needed to everyone, but to ask for help when you need help, because it's sometimes difficult, especially if you're not physically together.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.